WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training. You know, life can feel like a whirlwind sometimes, right? We're constantly bombarded with notifications, deadlines, and that never-ending to-do list. It's easy to get caught up in a hustle and forget about what truly matters, those deep, meaningful connections we have with other people. Today, we're diving into the power of mindfulness and presence in our relationships. Ever felt like you were just going through the motions in a conversation, not really hearing what the other person was saying? Or maybe you've caught yourself scrolling through your phone during dinner with loved ones. We've all been there. But the truth is, true connection comes from being fully present, actively listening, and engaging with the people in front of us. So let's unpack this a bit. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate mindfulness and presence in your relationships. First, practice active listening. This means truly focusing on the speaker, absorbing their words, and responding thoughtfully. It's not just about waiting for your turn to talk, it's about understanding their perspective and showing genuine interest. When someone shares something with you, put down your phone, make eye contact, and really listen. You'll be surprised how much deeper the connection becomes when you give them your undivided attention. Second, be mindful of your body language. Nonverbal cues speak volumes. A simple smile, a nod of understanding, or an open posture can convey warmth and attentiveness. On the flip side, crossed arms, looking away, or constantly checking your watch can signal disengagement. Be aware of how your body is communicating you want to project openness and receptivity. Third, engage in meaningful conversations. Ditch the small talk and delve into topics that matter. Share your thoughts, feelings, and experiences openly. Ask thought-provoking questions and actively listen to their responses. Remember, relationships thrive on vulnerability and genuine connection. Fourth, practice gratitude. Take time to appreciate the people in your life. Let them know how much you value their presence and support. A simple thank you or a heartfelt letter can go a long way. Cultivating gratitude strengthens bonds and fosters a sense of appreciation. And finally, be patient and forgiving. Relationships aren't always smooth sailing. We all make mistakes, and sometimes misunderstandings happen. Approach conflicts with empathy and a willingness to listen. Remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself as much as the other person. Think about that last time you had a truly meaningful conversation with someone. What made it special? Was it the act of listening, the shared vulnerability, or maybe just the feeling of being fully present in that moment? That's the magic of mindfulness and presence. It allows us to connect on a deeper level, build stronger relationships, and experience life more fully. Speaking of real-life examples, picture this. You're having dinner with your partner, but they're glued to their phone. They glance up occasionally to offer a distracted MHM, but you can tell their mind is elsewhere. This might make you feel unseen, unheard, and undervalued. But what if, instead, you practiced active listening? Put your own phone away, make eye contact, and really engage in a conversation. Ask questions about their day, share your thoughts and feelings openly, and create a space where both of you feel truly connected. You might be surprised by how much more meaningful that dinner becomes. So remember, cultivating mindfulness and presence takes effort, but it's an investment worth making. By practicing active listening, being mindful of our body language, engaging in meaningful conversations, showing gratitude, and approaching conflicts with empathy, we can build stronger, more fulfilling relationships. And hey, who knows? You might even find yourself enjoying those dinner dates a whole lot more. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on mindfulness and presence in the comments below. What strategies do you use to stay present in your relationships? Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of stoic wisdom, and remember, every day is a chance to train your mind, build resilience, and live a more meaningful life. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.